It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Are you an early bird or a night owl? If you answered early bird, you're not alone. According to recent data, Americans are going to bed earlier and getting more sleep now than they did even just a year ago. And that shift is showing up in other trends, too. Dinner reservations, they're peaking around 5 p.m. instead of 7 p.m. And theaters and music venues are seeing an increased demand for matinee shows and earlier start times for movies, concerts, and live performances. Our next guest is reporting on this, why it is, and as she says, America has become a nation of early birds. She's here to help us understand the trend, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you find yourself calling it a night earlier than you used to? How's the early bedtime trend affecting you? Are you a night owl looking for more late night stuff to do? Are you an early bird loving the expanded matinee options? Join in at 800-642-1234. Oh, if you work in restaurants, theaters, late night things you might think of, are you seeing this trend where you work? 800-642-1234 is the number, or email ideas@wpr.org. Rachel Wolf is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, where she covers consumer trends. Rachel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
I've been following your reporting on this for a while, Rachel. It's super interesting. And last month you had a piece. There's some data now to support the idea that we're going to bed earlier. What are we finding?
That bedtimes are, in fact, moving earlier. So an analysis of more than 2 million Sleep Number customers found that those between 18 and 34 specifically went to bed at 10:06 on average in January, and that's compared to 10:18 the January before. So we're seeing bedtimes creep up.
And you reported on why this younger group is maybe going to bed earlier and sleeping more. And part of it is, I mean, it's what the doctors have been telling us for a long time now. Sleep is kind of good for us. Is that finally getting through to generations, I don't know, younger than mine?
That's definitely part of it. People are prioritizing sleep in a way that they didn't in the past. But young people also say that they're more exhausted than they've ever been. So there's definitely a positive component of prioritizing health, and then maybe a little bit of a negative one where people just feel really overwhelmed by financial matters in their own lives and then also things going on in the world.
And the first piece you wrote on this, or that I saw you wrote on this, I think it was back last summer, you were spotting this trend going on in the nightlife. And even in places that never sleep, supposedly like New York City and New Orleans, This is happening. What were some of the things you were hearing from people who work in these industries?
Yeah, I was hearing that on Broadway, you know, in the city that supposedly never sleeps, curtain times are earlier than they had been. So one Broadway buff I spoke to said that he actually missed a showing of Into the Woods because he thought that it was going to be at 8, like every other Friday night Broadway show he had ever been to. And then he went to grab the tickets, heard the Take Your Seats chimes, and his friends were still across town, so they ended up missing the show altogether. In New Orleans, which is also where I live, there are daytime dance parties and all other sorts of events that are happening before the sun even sets. So, you know, businesses are really seeing a craving for people who still want to have fun, but perhaps earlier than they did in the past.
That's funny. I was just in New Orleans a month ago or so, and yes, indeed, I could take in a 5 or 6 p.m. music show. And if I still kept going, I could see an 8. Like, that really worked for me. When you talk to club owners, are they seeing a preference for their clientele to take in that earlier show more so than that late night experience?
So I spoke to a bar in the East Village, New York, called Joy Face, and they have hosted what they call matinee dance parties. So they had one on Halloween. It was so successful, they ended up doing another one on New Year's, where the countdown to midnight was actually at 8 p.m. And to show just how in demand that event was, there was a wait list 200 people long to get in. So people really were looking for an 8 p.m. They wanted the countdown, but didn't want to wait all the way to midnight.
One other reason you noted in your reporting on this is remote work, hybrid work, things like that, maybe leading people to want to start their evening experience earlier and then being willing to be done with it earlier. How does that play into it?
Yeah, people who are working from home say that they are really ready to leave the house by the time they clock off at 5. Again, I can also attest to that personally. I am often looking for the company of more than my two cats by the time I close my computer. And so I'm heading to a happy hour, to the gym earlier than maybe I would have been when I was working in an office and had to commute first, and have found that there are a ton of people with the same idea. So one woman I spoke to in July said that it used to be waiting or getting to a restaurant at 5 p.m. on a Saturday night was a surefire way to get a reservation. Now it's better off waiting until 7 p.m. because there are no reservations at 5. Everybody's eating dinner then.
Rachel Wolf is with us from the Wall Street Journal. She covers consumer trends. She's been reporting on a particular trend, people going to bed on average earlier and doing nightlife stuff, quote unquote, earlier in the evening. Dinner time reservations getting earlier. Showtimes starting and ending earlier. You could join in at 800-642-1234 if you are participating in this trend or noticing it. Do you miss doing stuff until bar time, 2 in the morning, or are you very glad to be long home by then? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We got a call from Jeff in Wausau who couldn't stay on the line. Jeff says he's noticed bars closing earlier, oftentimes when they're slower later at night than before. Rachel, that reminds me of a restaurant you covered where they said, if we're staying open late to cover 3 tables, is that worth the staff? This is something that not just Jeff's bars are doing. This is something that's out there and with key staffing decisions.
Totally. People who work at restaurants are saying that they are closing their kitchens at 8 p.m. because if there aren't people there to serve, then they are not making any money. So they're opening them earlier and closing them earlier.
And Jeff also wondered if you were familiar with the concept of darties, and I am, because of my kids, daytime parties, where the whole plan is forget the nighttime, the party's going to happen in the daytime in the first place. Do you see that happening? Is this part of the trend you're looking at?
I think that darties have been around for a while. tailgating has always been fun.
Sure.
I don't think that. I'm trying to say nobody's ever had any fun during the daytime before. But rather that a lot of things that we used to do at night are taking place a little bit earlier. I think darties are their own thing.
Now, there used to be peer pressure to stay out late. I certainly experienced it in my 20s, for example. When you talked to younger people, I think you talked to some sorority members, for example, was there that pressure, or was the pressure going in the other direction now?
Yeah, I have been hearing just, like you said, pressure in the other direction. I spoke to a junior at USC who lived in her sorority house when she was a sophomore with 65 other women, and said that she was in bed by 9 p.m. sharp every single night. And instead of people making fun of her for having such an early bedtime, she says that she was bombarded by requests for help moving their own bedtimes earlier. So she had no problem sticking to that bedtime while she was in the sorority, though she did joke that frats have not gotten the message. Those parties are still pretty late.
And social media, you are seeing, I think this is in your reporting, Rachel, on TikTok and elsewhere, there's a lot of advice helping people develop that earlier bedtime sleeping pattern.
Yeah, there's this soft girl trend, which highlights slow-paced indoor activities like journaling, sipping a cup of tea, performing a calming nighttime wind down routine. And those videos have been viewed, at the time of writing this story, a collective 2.9 billion times. So people are really into it.
Rachel Wolf is with us, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. She covers consumer trends there. She's with us for a look at why Americans are going to bed earlier and how it's affecting the way we spend our money and our free time. As we heard, surveys show we're going to bed a little earlier, maybe getting more sleep, especially younger people. And that's leading to earlier, or connected to anyway, earlier dinner reservation times, earlier bar times even. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you find yourself going out to eat earlier than you used to if you go out to eat? Is it harder to get an early dinner reservation if you go to the kind of place that needs reservations? Have earlier start times for movies and live performances made it easier for you to catch a show? If you work in restaurants or hospitality or entertainment of some sort, are those times moving up as you see it? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf about why Americans are heading home and going to bed earlier, what it means for restaurant times, curtain times, other staples of nightlife. And we'd love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Maybe everybody out there is still a late night party person. You never changed this. Or have you noticed yourself calling in a night earlier and earlier over the years? Is that a consequence of getting older? And younger people out there, are you part of this trend where the stuff you do, the fun stuff, is part of the evening life instead of the nightlife? You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. Rachel, take us into movie theaters. Are we starting to see more matinee options, more matinee seating than those late night shows these days?
They are. Movie theaters are swapping late night screenings for matinees, which is super, super interesting. And so I spoke to the ROC Cinema in Rochester, and they've recently ended late night screenings altogether. The owner estimates the theater does 75% of its business before the 8 p.m. show, which is now the latest offered, and that's up from 45% in 2019. So movie theaters are seeing this shift big time. That 11 p.m. midnight screening is becoming harder to find.
We got an email from Aaron who said he's the audio person at Gibson Community Music Hall in downtown Appleton. They have embraced earlier shows. Typically now they are from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. or maybe 10:30 at the latest. I don't know how late they went before that. When you talked, Rachel, to people who ran, you know, restaurants and movie theaters and things like that, were they happy with this change, or were they like late night people who would rather keep it the old way?
It's definitely a mix. I spoke to one restaurant owner who said that he now, when he gets off work, he used to be able to, you know, he had tons of options for where to go grab a drink or a bite to eat. He wanted to meet up with people. And now it's so hard to find anywhere. So yeah, the service industry tends to be more of a late night bunch. And so not all of them are happy about it, but it just, it depends. This shift is obviously being driven by, you know, widespread social change. So seems like more of us are into it, but there are definitely people who are late night owls who are being left behind.
Now, with this this being concentrated, especially among younger people, do you anticipate this being a trend that's here to stay?
Well, I think that'll depend. I can't see the future, but if remote work continues to be popular, if the benefits of sleep continue to be, of getting more sleep continue to be, if we continue to follow that advice, then I think that the shift is probably more permanent than it is a fleeting trend, but only time will tell.
Talking to Rachel Wolf, reporter for the Wall Street Journal, talking about how we're going to bed earlier, according to sleep surveys, and how we're going out and doing stuff earlier, and the late night life may be a thing of the past for a lot of people. Surprised nobody's calling in on this. This seems like something I know some of you are experiencing. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you still like to do stuff way out late at night? Are you defying this trend? Are you happy to see options earlier? Maybe right after work, so you're home by 8 or 9 o'clock and you call it a night there. If you work in restaurants or entertainment or hospitality, Are you seeing this happen where you work? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Rachel, maybe a little too soon to tell, but I mean, is this change affecting the bottom line for some of the businesses in, you know, restaurants and entertainment and some of the other things we've been talking about?
Yeah, that movie theater who I was just talking about, they said, you know, since they are now doing so much of their business before 8 p.m., they're having to introduce more shows earlier to make up for the loss of revenue later on. So, you know, just closing earlier can sometimes mean losing out on that late night business. So they are trying to get creative to compensate. For example, they added a 3 p.m. weekday show where, you know, one would think a lot of people would be working, but the owner said that she's been surprised by its popularity. She said that many customers are young professionals, some of whom she suspects of playing hooky.
Now, do you have a personal preference? If I can ask personally, Rachel, are you happy to see this trend you've been reporting on?
You know, at risk of seeming a little biased, I am selfishly kind of happy that this is becoming more of a norm because, I mean, I live in New Orleans. I love to go out and do things, but I also love that I have more options before. I mean, I'm sometimes in bed by 9, so... Yes, I'm selfishly kind of happy that this is going on, but it's in the proof's in the pudding. The data is showing that I'm not alone.
Let's bring out a caller at 800-642-1234. Peggy is with us in Cedarburg. Peggy, hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, Peggy?
Well, it's funny. I was always a late night person in terms of watching The Tonight Show or Jimmy Kimmel, at least until 11, and in the last few years, it just doesn't hold it for me anymore. It might be my age, but also the winter comes. It gets so dark so early that by 9 or 9:30, my husband and I think we're ready for bed so we can get up early and take full advantage of the sunlight. We're still energized people. We still are really active, but it's just too much dark, and that is really what has been probably the main reason we are going to bed now by 9 or 9:30.
Wow. Peggy, thanks a lot for sharing that. Now, Rachel, I think a lot of us have felt that way, you know, especially in the winter, or I have, like, oh, it's been dark for 2 hours already. Do I want to go out and do something? On the other hand, we've always had winter that isn't driving a new trend. When you talk to people, did they say they were more prone to want to do stuff earlier in those darker winter months?
Yeah, that came up a little bit, but wasn't the focus of my reporting because, as you said, that's sort of always been a thing. So that first story came out in the early bird story came out in July, actually, which I think was important because that was happening during the summer months when it is lighter for longer. The other story about young people was in the winter. And so surely that's a part of it. But these people are saying that, you know, they had been doing this for a while, not just during the winter months. I do think we're all more inclined to be indoors when it's cold and dark out. That's nothing new, surely. But I, you know, wonder if it has become even more pronounced. I'm not sure.
Peggy, thanks a lot for the call. Rick is with us in Polk County. Rick, hi.
Hi. I guess I'm a little counter to the trend. There's a area in Dresser, Wisconsin, up in Polk County, Trollhagen, and they are open till 3 a.m. on Friday nights in the wintertime.
And do you go out and ski until 3 in the morning, Rick?
I don't, but there's a lot of people who do. Many nights it sells out till, you know, and they're there till 3 in the morning.
Rick, thanks a lot for the call. And Rick makes a good point. It's not like there are no night owls anymore, Rachel. This is the average trend we're talking about here.
Exactly.
Rick, thanks a lot for that. Did you see, when you talked to business people, did you see people try to counter program and try to keep that late night tradition alive? Rachel, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, we lost you for a sec. That's okay.
Sorry about that. I think my service cut out for just a second. I do think that there as with any trend, there's always going to be pushback and a contingent of people who are trying to keep that late night trend alive. So certainly there's still late night fun to be had. I'm not arguing that you're never going to be able to find anything open after midnight ever again. I think that would be sad if so, just that perhaps more people are calling it a night a little bit earlier.
Thanks a lot for that call. And Rachel, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
That's Rachel Wolf, reporter for The Wall Street Journal, where she covers consumer trends. We've been talking about a recent shift in bedtimes with millennials and Gen Z getting more nightly sleep than previous generations. Everybody heading home for the night sooner, leading to an uptick in things like 5 p.m. dinner reservations and matinee shows. Yeah, back in the day in my band, you know, we'd often play shows till bar time. So I've got memories of loading out of bars at 2:30, 3 in the morning. I don't know if I missed that. The last show I played last month was a matinee. What was it, 1 to 4 p.m., done before sundown. I could make that a more regular part of my life. Still time for you to share your thoughts on the nightlife. Email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. Hey, join WPR Thursday night at 8 for live coverage of the 2024 State of the Union Address. President Joe Biden will deliver the address to a joint meeting of Congress. NPR will bring us live special coverage of that and the Republican Party's response. NPR's own Steve Inskeep, host, members of the NPR politics team, will join the coverage in the studio and from the U.S. Capitol. That special coverage of the 2024 State of the Union Thursday at 8 here on Wisconsin Public Radio or listen online at WPR.org. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.